You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
S to the A to the L to the Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, Y-N-double-L. I bet you all thought that Salisha couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salisha Show. Hello and welcome, or welcome back to the Salisha Show. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. And you guys, this is my first in-person interview with two guests at one time. Like, life is getting crazy. My two guests today, their hearts are so big. And sometimes people think, like, the higher up you go, like in a career field, the scarier people are. Or these two people that I have on today are very good at what they do. They are some of the best in the world. They're definitely the best that I've ever gotten to work with. And to be with somebody who's so good at what they do and to have such huge hearts and to be so kind is a big blessing. Getting to things that they've done. Let's see here. They're dancers, directors, and actors. Yay. Okay. And that's like, they're dancers, you guys, but they're also actors. That's so great to me. Individually and together, they've traveled all over the world to dance, to teach dance, to soak in dance. I'm not saying their names yet. The guy in our duo today, he's the associate choreographer at Once Upon a One More Time. And she is in the show playing Gretel and serving as our dance captain. He's choreographed for BTS and other K-pop artists. And she's worked with Cirque du Soleil, Paula Abdul, Billie Eilish, just to name a few. They're both the co-founders of Ethos and Meraki, which we're going to ask about that. And they're both in Keone and Mari Madrid's off-Broadway production of Beyond Babel, which I saw. It's freaking amazing. You guys, please help me welcome Isidra Raphael and Celine Hara. Wow. Hey, Salisha. Guys, thank you so much for coming here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. We're so happy to be here and with your energy, and you've always been such a light to us. Oh, thank you.
I love you both so much, and
my cheeks are hurting. Smiling too much.
Oh my gosh. Like, we are in the middle of an all encompassing, how would you call it? Like, this process, all consuming. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not just doing a show, we're mounting a new show, we're in rehearsals in the day, we're doing shows at night. How are you guys?
Good. I mean, it's so funny because I think, there's something so special about bringing a show on its legs and being a part of all the love that comes with it, along with all the frustration that may come with it. Because I feel like it creates such a special bond amongst this group.
Yeah.
And just creating all perspectives all around. And I don't know. I really enjoy it. I really, really enjoy this process.
I love that. Yeah. How about for you, Isidra?
It's been a roller coaster. Yeah. I feel like Celine's talking about, like, all different emotions, like the whirlwinds of, you know, joy, this is amazing. And like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
Right.
Confusion. And also just like, new departments that are coming in and have to catch up to our speed, but also us have to wait a little bit and hold back because we know we want to move on. Other things, like, you know, there's a bunch of things that, that we didn't know that are all involved in, and all connected.
So are you guys excited or are you guys sad or something in between about, like, the team? Like, we're about to open.
Yeah.
And a lot of times as soon as you open, almost everybody goes away. Yeah. And we're lucky that, Isidra, that you're going to be staying around to make sure that we stay clean and all the things. But, like, how do you guys feel about, like, everybody leaving?
It is bittersweet. It is very bittersweet because of that reason. Like, you get to see each other every day, every, like, hour. But then you know, a bit of our family has to depart to work on other great things as well. And it shall continue that way, you know, even beyond January. Excited to see where everyone
right?
will flourish.
I know, like, you guys have stuff lined up, which we'll talk about soon. But, like, I feel like there could be a little bit of both. And I want to hear from you too, Cedro. Like, you guys are so close to our choreographer directors. Mm-hmm. And so, like, with them being here, you guys are like family.
Yeah.
But would you do you feel like you'll have more freedom when they're gone? Or are you going to miss them? Or, like, what?
I think yes and yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, because I mean, we know how hard they've been working.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, they have a daughter, Numa, and, you know, like, and we love Numa too, so, like, we really wish more time for them to have, literally have, and then be with their daughter, you know what I mean? And they're going back to San Diego, so they're going to have a lot of time to just chill out before the next tornado
wave. Right.
But yeah, no, it's exactly what you're saying. I think what my mind goes to is like excitement more so. It's not like, yeah, we're sad, we're gonna miss them for sure, but we're gonna see them again, you know. And like, it's just like the trust, like they're all leaving because they trust the cast, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're not, because if that wasn't the case, they wouldn't be leaving, you know what I mean?
Right.
So and instilling that trust in all of you to like, just because once the moment that first like sound of the show starts,
It's out of everybody's hands except like tech crew.
Exactly. But we can't do anything.
Yeah. Right.
That's why it's like, it's also like there's no anything else to do but to trust, you know? So that's what's beautiful about, it's like kind of like your kids going off to college. It's like, okay, good luck.
Cool. You do your thing.
See ya. I trust you. You know what
Shine,
I mean?
Yeah.
I trust
yeah.
you, make mistakes, but then I know y'all work it out.
So where are you guys from?
San Diego.
I'm gonna ask you some things with rapid fire later. Like, would you prefer more?
Yes.
Yeah.
But how did you guys find each other?
Yeah.
And how did you guys find Keone and Mari?
Yeah.
What is that?
How did that?
And I know some of the answers to this, but I only heard it like once. But I also don't know all the deets.
Yeah.
So. It just seems like such a perfect alignment.
Yeah, I know. It's odd. Like, it really is, like, reflecting on it. It's oftentimes like, how did we like, get here? Like, how did this happen? You know, the universe works in very mysterious ways. And, yeah, but it's always, like, it just, yeah, the... Going back to the question, I mean, we had so many mutual friends, and the dance community that we come from is so small that it's like, you know of a person, but you may not know the person directly.
Right. I feel like that in musical theater too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we often talk about, it's like high school, you know, like there are maybe different clubs, but you often see each other in the hallways or like things like that. Right.
You hear
so
about each other.
Yeah. You hear about each other. And, we actually met at a dance competition in 2014, and it kind of just started flourishing from there. And just, we were just...
We as in you and Isidro, or you and Keone and Mari?
Isidro and I, yeah. Isidro and I met at a dance competition in 2014. And it wasn't more than that moment of just meeting each other and just like, hi, how are you doing? Great. Nice
Maybe
to meet
her,
you.
Maybe for her, I was fanboying.
I love this.
I was completely fanboying. Because I knew, like you said, we knew of her.
Yeah.
We knew of each other, but I definitely knew of her. Because, I mean, she was on the team that I really, really looked up to at the time. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Keone and Mari was on the team too. And I mean, some of the people that I idolized was on the team. And she was in my generation of, like, you know, like our generation.
Yes.
So I was already like, holy crap. Like, and she was one of the last people, we were the last people to kind of meet in our mutual friend group. And I was just like,
oh, shoot.
And just imagine like watching one of their performances live.
And just
being like, what just happened? And then meeting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like so many things. So.
Okay, wait, time out. So for the people who are listening, because it took me a few weeks to figure out that they were dating. They are like, they work together, but they are also partners in life.
Yes, yes.
And it is a very beautiful thing to watch because you have such a good work life.
Yeah.
It seems like the balance.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Like, you don't make anybody feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you work
That's
so
good.
No,
yeah,
I wouldn't. Yeah. First of all, I didn't know that you guys were together. I'm like, oh, they work really good.
Peanut butter and jelly.
How do you do that? Like, how do you, like, you guys can be standing next to each other on stage and just, like, you'll have your iPad. You'll be looking at choreo. I would be, like, hugging, holding hands, like, oh, babe, that was really cute. Like, a butt grab here and there. Like, how do you, like, balance that?
I mean, I think with, like, on that specific note, it's so important to both Cedra and I that we do have our us time outside of this, you know, because although we may work together, you convince yourself, oh yeah, we're together, that's quality time, but it's really not.
Ooh.
You know, so it's like we also have to set aside like our, let's go on a date, let's have a dinner, like let's watch a movie. Yeah, let's just watch a movie and not be on our phones, like, and just be with each other. That's so important to us. So that is one thing that we've found is very healing to our hearts and our each other's needs, wants and needs. So that's what kind of helps us, you know, when we're like at work, stay more focused. But as far as like our work ethic together, trial and error. You know, it's been a bunch of trial and error, a lot of communicating and what works, what doesn't work, and setting our pride aside as to the things that don't work, you know,
setting our pride aside as to the things that, for the things that don't work. That's real.
If you wanna.
I mean, we've all had a lot of experiences like working together too. Like, we've directed like a junior team.
Yes.
So like kids that are.
Is that
13? No, that's not.
Not right. Ethos or.
Oh, no. That was like this other team that we used to direct in San Diego. They were like ages 13, like 18.
Cool.
Cool. And you know, being around the youth, like we're never like, oh my gosh, like
that's my fame.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean, like, there's also people that do that,
Keone and Mari don't do that either.
Yeah.
Like they also have that. I've just never like worked with anybody who's like such a good couple and a good work team. And I'm looking at two different couples doing it at the same time. Like, how are they doing this? Have you guys ever gotten in a fight and then had to go to work?
Yeah, there have been times where
we're
like in the car and we're like, okay, now we have to get out of the car
and like collaborate.
Yeah, it's kind of just like, take your breathing time, individually take our time to just be with ourselves and then come back. And
I'm still trying to find this balance of like,
no,
we're in person on Zoom. I'm like,
no.
Oh, I got my notes pulled up right there. You can't see. I'm like right here.
No, this is great.
Okay, there's something else I wanted to ask you guys about.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah. How does one go about building their brand in dance?
Oh.
You guys have done a very good job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
With that.
Wow, we feel like we haven't done anything.
Yeah.
Too nice.
See, they're
nice.
Just being humble over here.
No, literally, I mean, like, we could be doing way more. So it doesn't
feel
like
I think that's what it is.
What?
Yeah. To be honest, I mean, we're really creating content at all right now. We're literally just focused on.
Haven't you guys like taught class since you've been here?
We
taught one.
Yeah.
But it was like, and that's the one class we've taught in like months.
In a while.
Because we've been so focused on a bunch of this stuff.
On this.
Yeah. And which is amazing.
Yeah.
Youth experiences that we're like mostly learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're just like trying to learn a lot. That way we can go back.
Right.
We can teach the kids or we can teach someone else or tell someone else about experiences. That way they kind of like know what's possible. You know what I mean? Because doing this, like it's really,
this is
really big for like our community because there are a bunch of people that can sing like that we know of, you know?
Yeah.
What do you mean by your community in this context?
Like our dance community in San Diego or LA, just SoCal area, basically. Like no one knows that. Like we can
think often.
You can be in a musical.
Yeah,
yeah,
oftentimes right now, what we've felt is that you know, in order to make it, you know, like financially, you either become a choreographer and you like teach in different parts of the world, the States, wherever it may be, or you join the industry and like become a dancer for an artist or artists and such. So a lot of the times we're narrowed down to these very few options, and when there is so much more. And we never knew that either, which is why we really fed into teaching and and leading, you know. And then along the way, we are here now, and which is like great, because I remember my manager asking, Celine, can you sing? And I was like, no. Because I was so shy.
Y'all, Celine be singing. She'd hold that alto line down. She'd be like, hey, hey, hey.
I was like, there's no way. Because I just remember, and this was like when Babel first started. And I think the opportunity was just being presented to Kiani Mari, this specific musical. And yeah, I was like, no, there's no way. And then a workshop came up, and they're like, okay, this opportunity, but it's just like, it's just a workshop, and just see how it goes. I'm like, all right. And here we are. It's fast forward a few years. And so it's, when we think about what we can now bring back from this experience to people that we've mentored, our friends, family, like, it's exciting because it widens the horizon by so much.
And so in this round, your associate choreographer, your dance captaining, and you're in the show, and you're getting ready to do Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Are you proud of that too, Celine?
Yeah. Or is it just... Oh, no, me? No. I'm sorry. I thought you said, are you proud of that too? I'm like, oh, yes,
I'm proud.
Yeah.
That's so you're going to be in it.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this?
Well, this is all... I'm just accumulating a bunch of inspiration that I'm seeing. You know what I mean?
That's so real.
It's literally like, I cannot wait to perform for Karate Kid. Now that I'm seeing, like, I'm watching all of you get your dressing room, you know, like, just like the little things. It's like, I'm watching y'all connect on stage, and I'm out there in the dark, like, wow.
I'm about to be doing this.
Yeah.
So wait, what happens if both of your shows go to Broadway? Is that a thing? Like, is that...
Yeah.
Do you have to choose one?
Yeah.
Can you both do that? Are you rooting for one more than the other?
Yeah, honestly,
I'm trying to get her in Karate Kid.
In what?
I'm trying to do my best to get her in Karate Kid.
Well, which one is it going to be? No!
I can't.
Medic!
No!
Medic! Stage
management! Oh my gosh. It's so odd because, you know, we've had the conversation of like, yeah, so... We feel like it might most likely, very likely, will overlap where we both will be going to our own shows.
Right?
Have a good show.
Have a great show.
Great schedule.
So it's just preparing for that and just like, wow, well, that means that right now is really the calm of it all, you know? And again, what do we need to do to come back to us and have our us time, right? And which, I mean, so many exciting things, because that would also mean us going to New York again and being there for a while.
How do you feel about New York?
We love it.
Really?
We love it.
Okay,
yeah.
Because y'all from San Diego, and I'm from California. My family vacationed in San Diego.
Yeah.
So in my mind, San Diego is the best part of California.
Yeah.
That is where we're going to take a breather.
Yeah.
So San Diego is very different than New York.
It very much is, but we think that that's what we, I mean, initially it was just going to be myself going to New York again, because right before 2020, it was just me out there, and Isidro was holding it back at home with our dog Midas, and he was teaching class every week, and I was over here on Babel and preparing for Brittany. So this time around, when I came back home, I was so homesick, and Isidro and I were missing each other so much. Aww. So when I came back, we're like, okay, next time when New York opens up again, and when this opportunity comes up, we're going to go together and we're going to commit and just fully move there with our, no, you're good. And, we're going to bring along Midas. We don't know how it's going to work out. We're just
Is Midas in the room right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So.
So yeah, great.
So, and that's kind of fast forward. You know, because of that, we had something to look forward to at the end of the pandemic. And we were like, okay, come on. Let's
come on.
Go. Let's
open
go.
Up, open up.
I want to know, like, how did you find this project? Because I don't remember. You weren't on it before the pandemic.
I didn't even know I was going to do any of these things.
So how did it come? How did you find Brittany? How did it find you?
Well, I think certain people weren't able to do it anymore. And then Keanu and Mari, I think, because I was already here. I was already in New York with Celine.
You're like,
I mean, luckily, like, we're very familiar with their work. And
really? It looks very natural on your body.
right. But it took so many years of, like, just trying to understand how they work to, like, to their fingers, literally to their fingers. So I think they just trust the both of us to, like, hold it down on both, like, not just dancing their stuff, but, like, communicating their dancing.
Yeah, you guys do a really good job of that. I come from a dance world, and so I can say, like, working with dancers can be very intimidating. It can be so intimidating for somebody who's like, I'm a singer, and I can move a little bit.
Yeah.
But you guys, the way you speak to actors, the way you, like, communicate things that can be super hard, it's it kind of eases the spirit. Like, you as dance captain, I've told this to Isidro, I'm not sure if I've told you, like, you are such a great dance captain because you are able to, like, have authority to give notes and for people to listen to you and respect you, but then also, like, you're so fun and you're everybody's friend. And that, it's hard to have that line of being friendly with everybody, but then also being like, all right, why don't you guys try this? And your way of communicating that is always so kind. And nobody, like, it's just so easy to be like, oh, absolutely, Celine. And then also for you, Isidro, like, breaking down tough choreo, you do it in a way that isn't belittling. You really, you can slow it down, and it just makes it like, this is possible. And our cast is filled with dancers and less dancers. And it looks good on everybody.
Yeah.
And that's partly Keone and Mari's choreo, but then also how it's being communicated to us to learn it.
Right.
It's just really...
The communication aspect of it is huge. Like, I mean, we've seen it so many times where... You know, the choreographer is killing it, but if the students aren't killing it alongside with the choreographer, you know, there's a part that may be missing that needs to be catered to a little bit more.
Oh, that missing. Okay, I've got some rapid fires. Well, I call them rapid fires. You can answer them slowly. All right, let's see here.
We'll answer them super fast.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, East Coast or West Coast?
East Coast.
Oh my gosh! Right now, East Coast.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Better than San Diego, seriously.
Oh
right,
gosh!
Right,
you know,
I mean, right now it's
New York. New York is abundant.
It is. West Coast, like you said, is very vacationy, which is actually why we chose to jump to the East Coast, because we wanted a little fire under our butts.
You want that grind.
Yeah.
That's why people move to New York.
Yeah.
Seriously, to grind.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, choreographing or taking class?
Oh,
choreographing.
Gosh. I love taking class.
I will choreograph all day.
Oh, I love this. Okay, this is a similar question but different. Being in the show or shaping the show?
In the show.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, favorite dance movie?
Oh, gosh.
That's
tough.
I know y'all got some that you like.
It has to be like You Got Served.
Yeah,
or Honey.
Yeah. I was going to say You Got Served or Stomp the Yard. Like,
yeah.
I loved watching those.
Yeah.
You know, those are so.
I remember watching You Got Served and that final scene where just like,
I want to feel that someday.
Love it. I haven't seen you guys watch a dance movie, but I bet it's intense. favorite Britney song?
Oh, oh boys. Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, you both answered that on the scene.
Don't crucify me, but I did not know that song until our show.
No,
that's, I mean, it's totally fine.
Yeah, because, I mean, there were a lot of songs that I think a lot of the cast didn't know. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? Make Me Move. Mm-hmm. That one's from her new album.
Was that
in the show before the pandemic? Because it came out in 2020, didn't it?
I remember it
2019 or something, 2018.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like her from her newer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like,
I did not either. I was like, where are these songs from? Because they're hitting it.
Some of them are like super new, and then some of them are like taking it back.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Trick question.
Yes.
Favorite princess in our show?
Favorite princess in our show?
I mean, not a trick question.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's. I love Rapunzel.
Yes.
I love Rapunzel. And I think everything about, I mean, even just thinking about who plays Rapunzel here, like, I think, and like, just
wow,
like the,
amazing.
Yeah, and just the energy that's given to Rapunzel, I think is really, really cool.
I love that.
And I think the evolution will continue to make her even more powerful.
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay, we've got Rapunzel. Who's it gonna be, Isidro?
I feel like there are honorary princesses.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm talking about the stepsisters. You know.
Oh, stepsisters? Yes.
I feel like they should be.
You're right.
Pretty much princesses.
Ooh. So
yeah.
Your answer is
the trick answer.
The trick answer.
You know, because they give so much joy and light to
their
to the show.
Yeah,
they're hilarious.
Yeah.
It's such a different energy. Such a different energy completely. Yeah.
And it's like a left turn from like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like how those stepsisters are.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. And they just give me Rush Hour vibes. And I love Rush Hours.
My.
You know what I mean? Like, because the duos and the
yeah.
way they interact, it just gives me Rush Hour vibes.
Oh, I'm so here for this. And I'm so here for duos. Okay. Let's see here. Who's the better cook?
Isidro.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Okay. Only because I went to culinary school.
Oh, we did talk about this.
It's
I did forget that detail.
It's okay.
Culinary school, so you're cooking for the cast.
But she's a mean cook though. Like, she will be. She's so like meticulous. So everything is always good.
When are you guys gonna cook for me?
Well, yes, let's
anytime.
Do it.
Y'all
yeah.
got your healthy
yeah.
meal. I'm like, how do I get a body like Celine? What y'all eating over there? She's like, I dance this off, girl. Okay, kids or no?
Yes,
kids. Just kidding.
And that's going to end our interview.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Okay, how many for real then?
We want even numbers.
Yeah, just an even number.
Two, four, six. Yeah, two, four, max, six. All right.
This is
12,
14. Okay. Small dance teams or large dance teams?
Ooh,
small dance teams.
Yeah. I was like medium, but if it's between the two, small.
But like big ones look so, like, I love your videos.
Yeah.
That you guys, like, it looks cool.
It looks
yeah.
Meraki.
Yeah.
That was our little project, or I guess big project. Came from the heart. We just wanted to dance with friends. So we literally invited everyone, and a lot of them said yes. And we're like, uh oh. But in the best,
like,
how do you pronounce it?
Meraki.
Meraki.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Everyone said yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're like,
really?
Oh, shoot. We didn't think that all 60 people would say yes, but let's do it, figure it out.
Oh.
Which is another contribution to what's helped us
work together and choreograph and block and all that stuff.
But there is something magical about a small number.
Yeah.
And very powerful and family uniting.
Loving this. And also, this is not one of the last questions. I was going to say karate kid her one more time. That is definitely a trick question. Hello, which one?
Oh, mine's one more time.
Okay.
I think doing Karate Kid is really, really fun. But I would watch one more time.
A million times.
A million times.
Yeah. I feel the same way as a swing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love watching the show.
I could keep watching. I mean, I keep watching the show.
It's just, well, we can't spoil anything. But
we can't spoil it.
You'll love it. You know, we love it. And we can watch it over and over again because it makes us laugh like new. every time and cry like me.
Shout out to John Harvey, man. Like he this is out of nothing.
Yeah.
Literally made this out of nothing, you know? So props to them and everyone that's helped create it.
We love a creative process. Yeah. You guys, I have so much love for you guys. I'm so grateful for you both. Your website is Saladra.
Yeah.
Is that Belinderella?
Yeah. Honestly, it's funny because like one day my little cousin just called us that. This was during the first year that we were dating or something.
Yeah.
And she called us that and we're like, whoa. And then more people started like kind of using it.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're like,
all right, yeah, let's use
Metal
it.
Embrace it.
Yeah. It's so cute. And like, so you guys. How else can people find you?
You can find us. My number. I'm just kidding.
You can call me on the cell phone.
Our Instagrams.
Our Instagrams are
the ones we use the most for sure.
Yeah.
What are they? Celine Harrow, Selene.
Mine's Cedar Raphael, but instead of L, it's a 1 because someone has Cedar Raphael.
Yeah.
So, but the 1 looks like an L, so it passes.
Literally the most. Somebody has my. I wanted at Celicia, and I literally met her. She came to the stage door one day.
I was like, "Can I have your hand?" She was like, "No."
You know, it's funny because I'm like, "How do I even have Celine Haro?" Like,
I know.
Like Celine, it's literally just first and last name. I'm like, well, I guess I joined Instagram early enough to claim it.
But it's still a unique name. I don't know anybody's last name.
So
Haro.
Yeah.
And I don't know any Celines. Like, I've heard that name, but I don't know.
Or it's spelled in the way that
it is.
You know, because sometimes it's with a C, sometimes it's with or Selena.
And then your website, they can find you on your website at
Saladra.com.
Saladra.com.
I love this.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
And she may say that she's not a dancer, but she's over here moving and grooving and killing it on stage.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
A natural.
Oh, that's all, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Next week, see you.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Saladra Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SaladraThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, PodMax.
I'm out.
's Hinton's generation-defining novel is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SuppsMusical.com.